Okay, so today, B'ezras Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masech Bar Mitzia. We are up to parak tes, Mishnah Dalet. Hamakabel sad mechaveru v'lo ratza l'nakesh. If a person receives a field and he doesn't want to weed the field, v'amr lo ma'ach b'dachol v'anin osin l'cha chakora. And he says, what do you care? I'm going to give you, if I take away from my portion, because the stalks are going to be a little shvach. Either way, I'm giving you what I told you I'm gonna give you, so you're gonna get the same yield. Say in shalom, though we don't listen to Mnei Shechalom and Lamacharat Yotzim and Malal Fanei Asavim. What do you mean? It's gonna make permanent damage in this field. You're my farmer this year. Then what happens when you quit next year and I have to find another farmer? Now there's twice as much work to do to clean it up and to be able to make the field produce again. So if you sign on to be the farmer, you got to be a farmer. Hamakabasad Mishnah Hey Hamakabasad Mechaver Velo Asa. If a person receives the field again as an aris to give, for a half, for a third, for a quarter, velo asa, and it doesn't really produce much grain. It only produces very little. So the aris doesn't want to be involved in that field because it's not worth his energy. So miyeshba kedei lahamid kri chayiv l'tapel ba. If there's enough in order to set up a silo, the Bartanur says v'hu karov l'sasayim, close to two sa of grain, then you have to do that work even if you don't feel it's worth your time. So he says, what do you mean? How can there be a set amount based on a kri that, no matter how big of a field are we talking about? Sasayim is great if it's a tiny field, and it's terrible if it's a humongous field. So we need a different shear. So it has to be that kedei nefila, what the Bartanura says, kolomer kashir masha zora ba chayiv l'tapel ba, that it's based on how much you planted. That's how much you're going to have to that's how much you're going to have to work in the field, meaning it has to be as much as you planted. That's got to be the yield that the field has in order for it to be worth your while. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet we had said that if a person receives the field and he doesn't want to weed it, and he says, what difference does it make to you? I'm giving you the same yield anyway. The owner can say, no, you need to weed this field because it does damage in the future to the field. And Mishnah Hey, we said that if a person has a field that he accepted as an aris and it's not yielding what he wanted it to yield, so the Tanakhama said, we assess whether it's enough to be mamid kri, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we just assess whether it yields what you put into it. And that's the way we make the assessment. But next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav.